Good morning, I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News. A dispute involving labor and a majority of lawmakers on one side and Governor Bruce Rauner on the other is playing on repeat. Yesterday, Rauner vetoed legislation backed by AFSCME for the second time in a year. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The legislation may sound innocuous. It would send contract disputes, like one that's going on now, between Illinois' largest public employees union and the state to a neutral arbitrator. But to Governor Rauner,
It's stunning. It's atrocious legislation.
Rauner says it takes away his ability to negotiate on taxpayers' behalf and puts AFSCME members on a path to costing the state an extra $3 billion. But AFSCME Director Roberta Lynch says Rauner's against it because it would, quote, require him to be moderate and seek compromise. She says Rauner wants members to take a benefit cut or to force a strike. Legislators failed to override Rauner's last veto, and to try this time could be even closer. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the meantime, a state labor judge is tasked with deciding if contract talks between AFSCME and the administration have reached an impasse. A rough outline of budget ideas for Illinois may already be on the way to a dead end. Last week, legislative budget experts announced they have a draft path to a balanced budget with billions of dollars in spending reductions coupled with new revenue. That includes a potential hike in the income tax. House Speaker Michael Madigan says he's not ready to pass final judgment on it, but he predicts many Democrats will find the framework inadequate and that they won't appreciate the depth of the cuts.
Whatever the agreement is, has not been shared with the people in the legislature. That would be a very interesting exercise.
Republican Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday refused to offer specifics. He says he'll comment on the rank-and-file legislators' proposal, quote, at the right time, end quote. Rauner and the legislative leaders are scheduled to meet today for the second time this year. New non-union employees of the city of Decatur will now be required to live in the city. The Herald and Review reports the Decatur City Council approved a residency requirement for city employees last night. Non-union employees will now fall under a requirement that previously applied only to Decatur's city manager, city clerk, and department heads. Other non-union employees previously only had to live near Decatur in Macon County or within 15 miles of city limits. The new residency requirement does not apply to Decatur's unionized city workers, such as police and firefighters, but City Manager Tim Gleason is expected to begin talks with municipal unions soon on the issue. Police in suburban Chicago say Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor has been found safe after officers received a report that she never returned from a Sunday bike ride in the area. A spokesman for Wilmette Police said Monday that O'Connor had been located, quote, is safe and no longer considered a missing or endangered person, end quote. It's unclear why O'Connor was in Wilmette, an upper-class Chicago suburb along Lake Michigan. In your weather forecast for today, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of showers, continued cool with a high of 60 degrees, northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Currently 52 degrees. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public.